Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did you ever hear of the Black Eyed Kids?
Nope.
Sounds weird, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's check it out. Hey, welcome to Paranormal Punchers. This is episode 8. I am Mark.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Alicia.
And we are going to talk about the Black Eyed Kids. Now, the Black Eyed Kids, Dave, you ever hear of these guys until I brought it up for you?
Do they have any relation to Black Eyed Peas?
No.
Okay, then no.
Let me give you a quick overview here. All right, so people report like these kids, they range from like age 6 to 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. A lot of times they come to people's doors, they knock on the door and they ask like weird shit. Like, can I come and use the bathroom? Can I use your phone? And of course their eyes are all black. Hmm. No whites of the eyes, no colored irises, just it's all black. Okay. And apparently they have an odor.
Mm-hmm. They're pale.
Yeah, pale. They have an odor. Some say the odor was kind of like a mold.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah.
So some people right away assume homeless.
Huh.
But there's been some wacky stories that have gone on.
Right.
So let me lay one down here, Dave.
Okay.
All right. So this is we'll start with a very simple one that could probably be explained via technology. But so in the middle of the night, this dude heard his doorbell go off. Now, he had an electronic doorbell that had a built-in camera.
Okay.
So that way he could see who's at the door.
Right.
And also talk to this person.
Okay.
Camera went dead, but audio was still functioning. Yeah. And he just heard, you know, like a little kid's voice, like, can I come in? And he was like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Can I come in?
That's
He's like, who is this? Are you okay? What's going on? Can I come in? And of course, it freaked him out.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he didn't answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then he checked his equipment the next day. Equipment was working fine. It was just this time period. He went through the video footage,
mm-hmm.
and it died right at that precise moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, he had checked the footage, you know, days right. after. Now, he wasn't woken up by voices, but at similar times of the night, video died.
Okay.
Hmm.
So he was like, oh, my God, are they standing outside of my house just watching now?
Right. Yeah.
So that's
that's really
that's
freaky.
Enough to freak you out right yeah. there, right?
I yep. know.
Whoa.
You okay?
It scared yep. you that much.
Yeah.
You're coughing.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. oh, go ahead.
Oh, just that would, I don't think that I could stay in the house anymore. I'd be like,
you
I
think
have,
so?
I have
okay.
to move right now.
Yeah, I would be freaking out for yeah. sure.
Well, then you'll like this story. Okay. It's story time, everybody.
Story time.
All right, so this husband and wife, they're out on a date night. They had a babysitter
okay.
Taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. So, as usual, parents, you know, halfway through dinner, they just were checking in. And the dad shot a text. The babysitter answered. And she told him in the text, like, ah, the kids are great. Just got into bed. They're having trouble getting to sleep because the dog keeps barking.
Hmm.
And, you know, the dad's like, keeps barking. That's odd. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, maybe he needs his favorite stuffed animal. It might be on the front porch.
Hmm.
And she replied back about, boy, now he's just won't stop barking. He's growling. It's really strange. And he's like, that's odd. See if you can get his toy. That might calm him down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then she sent him a picture. She's like, oh, I found out what's upsetting the dog. Seems like he doesn't like when kids play in the driveway.
Hmm.
And it had a shot of this girl, what I would say, the picture I saw was
like
15. Like,
yeah, I was going to say okay. like teenager.
Standing her back was towards the camera, but okay. just standing there. And he was like, we don't have any neighbors with kids.
Oh, God.
And then she wouldn't answer his text messages for
okay.
a little bit.
Right.
And then when she finally did, she was like, he was like, where were you? Oh, I let the girl in.
Oh.
She met the kids. They didn't like her too much.
Huh.
He's like, oh, my God, what are you doing right now? And she's like, oh, we're in the backyard eating. And she shot him a video It was just, I don't know what they were tearing apart. I'm assuming maybe little Fluffy, the dog.
I have no idea.
And then the camera kind of went up past this girl's face, and of course she had
black eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, it could be all hoax, but that's a scary ass story.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, Lish, what are your thoughts and opinions on this legend, this kookiness?
It is so creepy. I can't even imagine. I've never experienced anything like that before, but if it ever did occur, like, I think a lot of these people, like, these kids come up to their house and they're like, can we please come in? And I think a lot of these people are like, oh my gosh, these little kids, they need help. So they're almost willing to let them into the house, but it's not until they see their eyes that it really freaks them out. Mm-hmm. That would freak me out.
Yeah. Now, first and foremost, I feel like we live in a time here, at least I do, where if my doorbell goes off, it's bullshit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All my friends would text me like, hey, dude, you home? I would know they were coming over, and I would be like, yeah, door's open. Or they know not to ring the doorbell because my dog would go apeshit.
Right.
So when my doorbell rings, what is it? It's a, let's see, last week we had True Green Camelon coming around with their BS. Mm-hmm. It's what we had before.
Political stuff.
Political stuff there for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mormons.
Yeah.
So when the doorbell rings, look. It's not for you.
Right.
It's, yeah.
Well, I think the problem is that a lot of these happen in the evening hours or like in the middle of the night. So I think people are maybe, I don't know, you're taken aback. Like, oh, okay, what do you need? What can I help you with?
Right.
But,
well, let me tell you this story.
This is a good one.
So this happened up in Vermont.
Okay.
I think it was a snowy day. So, and it was at night, a husband and wife, older couple. We're just relaxing at their house, and there was a knock at the door. Mm-hmm. So this lady went and opened it up, and it was two little kids around the age of 8 and 9. I think it was a little boy and little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, like I had mentioned, they have a little bit of a smell to them. They're disheveled. Right. People think they're homeless. So right away, the maternal instinct of this older lady kicks in. She's like, oh my God, where's your parents? They were just like, they'll be here soon. May we come in? And, you know, again, this lady was like, this seems weird, but, you know, where's your parents? Well, they're going to pick us up soon. May we come in? She felt compelled to help.
Uh-huh. Right.
These kids, she invited them in. They went into the living room and sat down. That's where her husband was chilling, watching some TV. And they sat down on the couch across from him. And she went to make some hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Again, thinking she's helping.
Right.
So it's really quiet. Nothing's really going on. She's making cocoa, and the husband does try to talk to him a little bit. They won't really answer. You know, they just keep saying, our parents are pick us up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids go to the bathroom, finally, both of them.
Yeah, they asked to go to the bathroom.
Again, I don't know why they keep wanting to use the toilet when they come to your door.
What?
But so they do that, and then they leave. They just go out. Our parents are here, and they see these just people dressed in black. Mm-hmm. You know, the older lady waves to them. No response. I think the power goes out at the same time her parents shows up too.
Okay.
Yeah.
They get in the car and go away. And then the power is restored.
Okay.
Now she goes back in the living room, and her husband has his head in his hand, and he's like, I feel like shit.
Huh.
And didn't he get diagnosed with like skin cancer shortly thereafter? And he's not a beach bum.
Mm-hmm. Right. He works from home.
Yeah. He works at home. He doesn't spend a lot of time just basking in the sun.
Right.
And up until then, no issues. And I feel like, did she have some problems?
Yeah. She was having, was it nosebleeds? And then there was something else that was afflicting her. I don't think she went into detail as far as what it was. But, shortly after, they both they were definitely having some serious medical problems.
Okay.
So now some people think they're hybrids, alien-human hybrids.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, aliens have been coming down, messing around, mm-hmm. so people say, doing some probing, and maybe they've been doing a little crossbreeding, making this hybrid that could walk amongst us. We wouldn't notice it right away, because, a lot of times people just walk by a homeless person who won't give a second look.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They could be all alien hybrids. Now, why are there children? They always want to come in.
Right.
What do they want to accomplish when they come into your home?
It you just maybe I mean? just exude that radiation they're giving off all over you.
Yep. I don't know.
Well, I think as kids, people would be more willing to let kids in than
absolutely
some random adult.
Right, because like in the movie Unbreakable, when that really big dude was like, "Okay, I like your house. Can I come in?"
Right,
and he's like, "What? Who are you?" And then he broke in and killed the guy that took over the house. Yeah. Obviously. No.
Right.
So, a little kid, people, their defenses would go down. Mm-hmm. So then these hybrids are tricking. Right. Now, other people say demonic possession.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
To me, sounds more demonic.
I was going
to
say it sounds more demonic, but only because I don't really know what the aliens are wanting to accomplish with this.
Yep.
But maybe they're blanking you out and you don't know what they're doing to you. Mm-hmm.
That's why the... He had a high dose of radiation because he went blank. They did some experiments. He came to and thought this is what happened.
Right.
But, you know, speaking of demonic possession, my next story.
Oh, more.
Okay, so this was fairly recent. I don't have the date in my head. It fell out probably because of this glass of wine I'm drinking.
Probably.
But so in Manchester, England.
Yes.
Okay. So, two black-eyed kids were arrested.
Okay.
All right. So, I feel like similar thing. They were messing around with somebody's house. They wanted to come to the door. And this smart fella called the police.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, they had him in.
It's always got to be one.
Yeah. It's got to be one smart dude. It's like, no, you can't come in. And 911. So, they had him in a holding cell with other people that probably, I don't know why they're in there, just doing bad things. In Manchester.
Yep.
But everybody started having like really, really, everybody was feeling ill and sick and vomiting.
Yeah.
And they were really like, they were having, all the other inmates, or not inmates, people that were in the holding cell were having adverse effects from the time these kids came in. And so they removed the kids.
Yeah.
And everybody, of course, in that got better. So they were going to transfer these kids down to another facility.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way, I feel like I heard a little bit of recorded. Dispatch was trying to get hold of them. There was chaos. I heard gunfire. Well, the cops found the bus. I think it was overturned.
Yep.
All the police that were in the bus transferring these kids were dead and pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Right? And those kids were gone. Mm-hmm. See, now that sounds like, well, you can still have aliens, but I'm like demonic possession could just be like, you know, raw, I just rip these cops apart, flip the bus, and escape.
Yeah.
And that could
even be, the booking photo, I think that they had, I saw the one girl, her eyes were all black. It was really creepy. If you remember that,
Yeah. Now, you know, Photoshop's a wonderful tool. You can make all these, you can make these mug shots, and you can make all these pictures you can find on the internet. Again, I don't know. This was maybe more of an urban legend, but there could be some truth to alien hybrid kids running around.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, if that guy can see down there at the Brown Mountain Ice, we talked about the guy who saw the aliens in bikinis, then anything's possible.
Right, definitely. Oh, this definitely sort of sounds, I still go the demonic route. Even almost like, what's the movie, The Omen?
Damien.
So like, you know, spawn of Satan and so but I mean, some of these pictures, you know, googling this is definitely interesting. Very creepy.
Super creepy. I think the black eyes, I think, is what sells it as far as the creepiness factor goes.
Well, and kids, a demonic possessed kid already is starting to freak you out.
Yeah.
So what chance do you got if this creepy kid's possessed and he just stayed at your front door?
My God.
Now, has anybody gotten into, physical altercations with them or anything?
I think...
Typically, people don't shoot at kids, but...
Usually not.
Well, I did read this one thing where this guy was driving at night and hit what he thought was a deer. And when he got out, it turned out to be a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the kid was not screaming in pain, but he could clearly see the body was broken. And the kid was messed up
right.
from the car. But the kid wasn't yelling in pain, wasn't doing anything, just kind of laying there. Again, black eyes.
Right.
He tried to talk to it, but the kid wouldn't talk to him, really. And then he started hearing a noise coming from the trees,
mm-hmm.
like a hissing or something. And he realized there was right. someone else in the woods.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Scared the shit out of him so much that he left, went to the police station. And of course, they went and checked. They didn't find any skid marks that, would be him slamming right. on his brakes to avoid a deer. But again, if a deer runs out in front of you, you right. might have skid marks.
Yeah.
They found no blood and they found no body. So, right. Of course, they thought he was crazy. I think he did. He went and did some psychiatric treatment.
Right. Okay.
But they thought he was just full of crap. Mm-hmm. So if his story has any truth to it, they can be, you can mess him up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But obviously
I think
not
more
kill
one.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they could gang up. I don't know.
Now, if he heard like this hissing from a tree line, how do they communicate?
Oh God!
I don't know. I guess people have heard them talk, but
yeah,
some sort of ESP.
Yeah, but amongst themselves, do yeah. they have a language? Because a lot of right. times, when the report is saying they don't really speak.
Right.
They just speak to.
Okay.
They're not talking amongst themselves yeah. like kids would.
Right.
And it's probably very limited as far as like what they're asking. Can we come in?
Right.
Can we use the toilet?
Right.
Can we use your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a no, no, and a no.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
No. First off, you smell like mold.
Yeah.
You cannot use my toilet.
Right.
Oh, boy.
My phone? No.
Right.
You're not touching my cell phone.
Mm-mm.
And whatever else they want to come. No. Like, I don't know you. Like, it could be a setup. Your alien right. parents could be hanging around the corner as soon as right. they let you in. Boom, they come, they
right.
swoop.
Right.
No, not happening.
Yep. Now, when the lady and her husband let the kids in and they were sitting on the sofa, was there anything in the story about them interacting with each other? Like, did they ever look at each other or were they holding hands when they went to the bathroom? Or
I don't know.
I
don't recall from reading the story.
Right.
Why? What theory do you have? They're holding hands.
that alone could be creepy. I mean, The Shining.
We're going to the bathroom now.
Kids holding hands, just staring at you.
Maybe that they are stronger when united.
Mm. Possibly, so, or it's Guardians one entity, but like trying to say that there's two kids.
Now, and we should see if this guy will come on and hang with us a little bit on the show. I can't remember what it is. I'll look it up. I was watching a couple YouTube videos because when I was like, well, let's talk about the black eyed kids. I found a couple YouTube things. This one guy theorized that they do have their own language. He thought it was like, it was almost like, it sounded like static.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he set up an experiment in his house and put a speaker
mm-hmm.
at his window, open window, and was just playing this. And he claims he captured someone came up. A black eyed kid just stood on the porch for like an hour just listening.
Huh.
First and foremost, no. No, I don't think you need to lure
right.
them in.
Yeah.
No.
It seems like a bad idea.
Right. Maybe to your neighbor's house that you don't like.
But, right.
And again, like, all right, well, leaving the window open so you can play the speaker. I mean, again, right. a really bad person that could just rip the screen out and right. get in and steal steal your shit or much, much worse.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So that's a bad idea. I don't think I'd be inviting the black eyed kids.
No.
I don't need proof.
No,
that much.
I think I would probably do the opposite.
Yeah.
Of like make it so I'm not a welcome place. Which is we don't answer the door if we don't know who's at the door.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
now if you feel like it's demonic,
right?
Do you think like a child's easier for a demon to possess than an adult?
I would be. Sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are impressionable.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now, why do you think a demon? It's almost vampire lore, mm-hmm. or at least movie vampire lore.
Right.
They can't come into your home. You have to invite them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why these kids always just stand on the front like, may we come in? They need to be invited. They don't just bum rush you.
Right. It could be a psychological thing or some sort of other test, like the demon or alien or whatever entity needs to see how you're going to react. And based on your, you know, interaction with them, you know, so far everything has either been nice or just general weirdness, you know, you're creeping me out. There's hasn't been anything of like people like just, you know, yelling at them or screaming at them or anything. Mm-hmm. So maybe those really weird unsolved things where people's homes are broken into and they're beaten up and there's no, you know, witnesses or anything like that. Maybe that's because it was black eyed kids that
they
reacted kids the wrong way and it triggered something.
Hmm. Yeah, there was a lot. Like, I didn't find a whole lot on the internet as far as people that let them in. There was that one report, really. Mm-hmm. But we don't hear about whether somebody lets them in, because I wonder if you don't know that it's the black eyed kids.
Right.
I don't know.
You don't let strangers in your house.
No.
It's that simple.
No.
It's not. This isn't Mayberry.
Yeah. Especially not creepy kids.
Yeah. It's okay to shut your door.
Yeah.
If you open it up and they have no whites of their eyes,
right?
Oh, hell.
And they look creepy and they smell funky.
They're probably on drugs.
Shut the door and call 911.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. It's that easy. Yeah. Or, you know.
And I mean, you can honestly say, you know what? I'll call the cops for you to help you out.
Yeah.
And you won't be lying.
Right. Right.
Or if you have a neighbor you don't like that much, like,
right.
You know, my bathroom's broken, but Ed down the street,
right, yeah,
he likes to let people use his bathroom. Yep. I don't know why that he would he'd like that, but
poor Ed.
Now, any other thoughts? We can take a quick break. Come back with final thoughts on these little menaces.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Fueled by tacos, beer, and Bloody Marys, the only show featuring baby Jesus with a nail gun, the pride of PA, and the show with the eye of the tiger, ladies and gentlemen, Punch Farm.
Hey, this is Mark from Punch Farm. I'm here with Mark Dose.
Hello.
I'm here with Alicia.
Hello.
I'm here with Nikki.
Hey.
Join us every Monday as we talk about life, tacos, beer, and movies. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and punchfarm.com.
Keep on punching!
And welcome back. Okay, yeah. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
Yes.
Yeah. Dave, any final thoughts on the creepy children at your front door?
I don't know. So I got to say, the whole time we've been sitting here talking about this, you know, my right side is to one of your windows, and I keep picturing it. I'm going to be talking, and I'm going to glance to the side, and there's going to be a kid standing there staring at me. So I'm going to probably have nightmares tonight.
Dude!
This is just freaking me out.
After watching a bunch of stuff on Black Eyed Kids, and discussing it, we were discussing it like, man, like we were watching a movie that we were invested in.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, wait, it's just YouTube content and stuff. Like, why am I acting like it's a found footage movie? Anyway, came up to get a fresh beer, and there was a smudge on the window. I was like, wow, why is that handprint on the window? Great, black guy kids are hanging out. I laughed, made a joke, and the... because we also had heard a noise. I'm like, it's just one of the pans up here from making pizza.
Right, it sounded like a doorknob was being turned.
The front door motion sensor went off.
Yeah.
It's a floodlight.
Right, yep.
I was like, do I tell Alicia that to door to my left, there's a handprint and the motion sensor just went off on the front door?
Yeah. Like, you told me the next day.
I was like, I'll tell her the next day. But you know, obviously, it could have been a cat.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been my neighbor going to the gym, because that's what all he does. And obviously, the handprint is my kid or me or something.
Right.
But anyway, it's just like you put yourself in that mindset watching a bunch of shit in the dark.
Right.
And then you come upstairs like, all right, why is that going off? What is that handprint?
Right.
So that was freaky.
Yeah.
God.
Liz, you got any?
Well, I was just going to mention that in 2012, there was a horror film, and they called it Black Eyed Kids back then. I think they renamed it, but it was produced with Kickstarter funding. And he was just the guy that was writing it and directing it. He was really interested in the whole idea of the Black Eyed Kids, and he wanted to film something about it. But you found something else, right, Dave?
Yeah, well, so just... You know, expanding on it, it looks like it was After the Kickstarter, it was named In Search of Black Eyed Kids and later retitled to Sunshine Girl and the Hunt for Black Eyed Kids.
Oh, God.
So it was filmed in January 2012 and came out on DVD in December 2012. And is available for download.
Ooh. We haven't watched it. I do need to say that. Right. We haven't seen it yet.
We have not seen it yet, but scrolling through here, I'm like, oh, full movie on YouTube right there.
Nope.
I won't say who posted the link because I don't know if it's good or bad. See, you also found that obviously there's a lot of the stuff on Creepypasta. Mm-hmm. We know Creepypasta famous for the Slender Man myth.
Yeah. Right.
So there could be, it's all BS.
It could, yeah, it really could be.
Not everything can be explained, and not everything has to have an explanation. I'd like to think that in the same vein as Bigfoot, without hard evidence, mm-hmm. it's fun to think like that does exist out there.
Right.
I'm talking about Bigfoot. I don't want the creepy-ass kids to exist. I don't like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So no, thank you.
Forget that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if they are messing around, if they're hanging on the side of roads, mm-hmm. screwing with drivers, I hope they do come across Bigfoot. He lays one hell of a ass-whooping on these black-eyed kids, and then, boom, we'll talk about what they, you know, they just vanish from the planet. Bigfoot right. like, damn right they
because
did.
Because Bigfoot extinguished them.
Because Bigfoot. Yeah. That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to black-eyed kids, Bigfoot.
Yep.
Team Bigfoot.
Which we'll be talking about Bigfoot on an upcoming double episode that we're going to do live from Funk Brewing in E-Town.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in our area, Elizabethtown, PA, you should come down to Funk Brewing. And if you have some stories to tell, you just want to hang out while we do the episode, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
So, hey, if you have any suggestions for us for topics, hit us up at paranormalpunchers@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, or send us an email if you just want to chit-chat with us or tell us how we were wrong about something or tell us how we were funny about something. More information.
We were right about something.
Yeah. Wait, we could actually be right about something? I don't know. More info at paranormalpunchers.com. You can find episodes there. Remember, we're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. We are... What is...
It's... The handle's P Punchers, but you can probably search Paranormal Punchers
on Twitter.
Us, yes.
Yeah.
Or even hashtag Paranormal Punchers and you can find us.
Don't forget, you can join our Facebook group, which is Punch Farm, the other podcast half of us are part of, or two thirds of us are part of. and we do talk about Paranormal Punchers in that. So that's just go to Facebook and search for Punch Farm Podcast, join the group. Anything else, guys?
Nope. We're good.
As always, remember, if it's not weird, it's not worth checking out.